It is the fantasy of a majority of liberals and members of the news media to see President Trump impeached and his son Donald Trump Jr. being convicted for treason, among other things. However, there's a reality the same liberals and news media individuals will have to face, which at the start, even then, will create a highly toxic optic for their cause. After numerous legal delays, New Jersey U.S. Senator Robert Menendez will finally go to trial in September for fraud, bribery, and a few other charges. So will the support of his fellow Democrats fluctuate based on what's revealed during this trial? Will the news media give appropriate coverage to the story? And so how will the vision of a sitting U.S. senator on trial play with the voters in New Jersey as well as nationwide? Who to discuss this issue is the president of American Commitment, Phil Kirpin. How are you today, Phil?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
And AmericanCommitment.org is the website, as you would assume. Just as some background, what's the foundation of everything that the good senator will be facing sooner versus later?
Well, you know, he was indicted back of April of 2015, and that's some people have even forgotten that he's been indicted because it's been so long between the indictment and the trial, 2.5 years, while he pursued various theories. He actually tried to go all the way to the Supreme Court, believe it or not, on the argument that his attempts to get a criminal investigation of his friend in exchange for lavish trips and money and so forth. He tried to say that was speech and debate under the Constitution, speech and debate clause, and therefore he couldn't be prosecuted for it. And he lost that argument at the district court, at the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. He tried to take it to the Supreme Court. They didn't take the case. And then it finally went back to the district court, and they finally, that was last year. And then for some reason they set a trial date basically a whole year after. And so it's finally coming up here in less than 2 months. But for people who don't remember the fact pattern here, an eye doctor named Salomon Melgen was a very, very large contributor to Menendez, millions in campaign contributions, thousands, tens of thousands, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 worth of a private jet flights on his private plane, which were not disclosed. Other gifts, luxury vacations at his resort in the Dominican, and all this kind of stuff is what he gave Menendez. And in exchange, he wanted Menendez to basically do three things for him, according to the indictment. One of them was get visas for his girlfriends and get them brought into the country, which the senator did. One of them was to get a Medicare fraud investigation dropped. And Melgen, by the way, earlier this year, was convicted for the Medicare fraud. He stole $105 million from Medicare by overbilling reimbursements. And one of the accusations in this upcoming trial is that Menendez tried to get that investigation dropped. And in fact, he had a meeting with then Secretary of HHS Kathleen Sebelius in Harry Reid's U.S. Senate office, in which he asked her to drop the investigation into this Medicare fraud. So that's probably the most outrageous of the accusations. And the third related to a port security contract in the Dominican Republic. This is kind of an interesting one. This guy's an eye doctor, okay?
Right.
Knows absolutely nothing about port security, but there was this port security contract that was not being honored by the Dominican Republic, so it was basically worthless. They had a contract with this company that was supposed to provide port security, but they weren't honoring it, so it was worthless. So he comes in, buys the contract for almost nothing, and then he has Menendez go and bring, you know, then as the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, start pressuring the Dominican government to honor their contract, which would have made it worth billions. And so those were the pro quos. The quids were the luxury trips and the vacations and the millions in cash campaign contributions. And it's a 22-count felony indictment. The arraignment's going to be August 22nd. Menendez has informed the court that he will not attend his own arraignment. Probably doesn't want the photo op out there. But the arraignment will be August 22nd, and the trial is set to finally begin September 6th. And they made one last-ditch effort to delay it again, arguing that that Melgen needs to focus on his sentencing for the Medicare fraud, so can you delay the trial on the bribery and corruption? And the judge said, no, this thing has been delayed more than enough, and so they're going to move ahead on September 6th.
And you mentioned Harry Reid. Would that be the same Harry Reid who, when he came to ethics in the Senate, said that no bias should be shown, that whether no matter who, which party the person is, they should get the full punishment for whatever their deeds are?
Yeah, I mean, this is where it's going to get. This is where the politics of it are going to get really, really interesting, right? Because you know, if it's like the most comparable recent trial was the Bob McDonald trial, which took a month. I mean, this thing's probably going to take something like 3 to 5 weeks, which means you're going to get a verdict late September or early October. It's probably going to be a conviction, I think. I mean, he's innocent until proven guilty, but personally, I think it's going to be a conviction. Now, the Democrats are going to be in a very challenging spot because all of them, including Harry Reid, said that Ted Stevens should resign back in 2008 when he was convicted of federal felonies, and they kind of all said, and in fact, Republicans, to their credit, said the same thing. They kind of all said, look, we can't have a convicted felon in the U.S. Senate, and if he won't resign, he needs to be expelled. But I think that when the Menendez verdict comes down, if it is a conviction, it's going to be early October. They're going to be looking at the calendar. They're going to say, look, we got a gubernatorial election in a month. We got an inauguration day coming in January. Why don't we just ride it out and hope that a Democrat can appoint the seat instead of a Republican? And so I think you're going to see a lot of Democrats twisting themselves into knots, explaining why even a convicted felon, doesn't need to resign right away, and let's see what happens on appeal, and they're going to come up with all kinds of excuses for completely reversing the position they took, in 2008 when Ted Stevens was convicted.
Well, they'll have the Trump excuse. They're too busy investigating Trump and Russia to pay attention to something like this.
Well, I mean, the other thing, it's like weird, okay? Like, Menendez has been under indictment for over 2 years. It's like never mentioned. I see the guy do interviews on TV, and the interviewers never say, like, hey, you're under criminal indictment. How's your trial out?
Yeah.
Like, they just never mention it. It's bizarre. I remember when Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, was up for his confirmation hearing, Menendez was like hammering him with all these questions about ethics, and I was just like, if I'd been Mnuchin, I would have said, Senator, only one of us is under federal indictment, and it's not me. They didn't bring it up, so it's very strange. I mean, somehow they've managed to keep the coverage of this very, very minimal. But you got to think that when the trial's going on and a sitting United States senator is on trial for felonies, they can't downplay that, right? I mean, they're going to have to cover it.
Yeah, I mean, the visual, especially a daily visual, is just undeniable. I mean, you can spin the visual however you want, but you have to, if you're an honest member of the duty of the media, you got to at least point a camera at it. You say about it what you want to say about it, but you got to point the camera.
You got to think so. Look, I mean, you tell me. I'm telling you, in Washington, I see zero coverage of this. Is it being covered in New Jersey if this is coming up?
Oh, no. I mean, we have the New Jersey TV. He's on there with everything that was going on with Cuba. He's like the go-to person for Freedom for Cuba, but talking about this, nah.
If this is not, I know New Jersey has a lot of corrupt politicians, so on. So it's not normal to have a United States senator under indictment for years.
No, this is
to
above.
Act like that's normal. I mean, it's very, very out of the ordinary.
No, this is above and beyond. I mean, you remember Robert Torricelli, as dirty as he was, even he saw the writing on the wall and said, okay, I'm out of here. I'll fall on the sword because this is just going to get way too nasty for the sake of the party.
Well, there is a process in the Senate to expel a member if he refuses to resign in a situation like
that. Well,
that would just
make a more uglier picture and more reason that they could not deny the talking
about it.
Well,
this is the thing. This is the thing. It's under Senate rules, you need a 2/3 vote to expel a member, which means that if the Democrats wanted to stall it out and so forth, they could, but that would be a very ugly spectacle to have a vote on expelling a convicted felon senator. You got to think that if it gets close to that, then he would go ahead and resign. But I'm telling you, especially, if he's still there and it gets past Election Day and Murphy wins and they're staring at the calendar, all we got to do is make it to January 16th and it'll be a Democrat appointee instead of a Republican. Ethics can be flexible sometimes, even when you're dealing with someone who's convicted of felonies. And I just think, they're going to come up with every excuse in the book why he can't possibly resign until after inauguration.
Yeah, and play out the clock, no doubt. We're wrapping our time with Phil Kirpin, who is the president of the American Commitment. AmericanCommitment.org is the website where you learn more about his writing about the Senator Menendez adventure. And as you've probably been over to issuesandideasradio.com, we actually have a PDF of the initial indictment, which I'm not going to read for you listening the legalities here, but in the very first section, there's a line that really just, I think, summarizes the foundation of this whole thing. As United States Senator Menendez owed a fiduciary duty to the United States and the citizens of New Jersey to perform the duties and responsibilities of his office free from corrupt influence. Well, indict him on that and you'd get a conviction.
Yeah, I mean, here's the other thing is the trial itself is going to be make it very difficult for other Democrats to stand by him because I think the facts are going to be so damaging on a day-to-day basis just based on what we already know from the indictment and some of the limited coverage that there has been.
Is there any clue down there that anyone else in the Senate played along or aided Menendez in what he was trying to do? Is there any risk of another name dropping out of the sky during this?
You know, the only other elected official name that I've seen in this stuff was Harry Reid, and he's retired now.
I don't think
it's going to spread in that way. But, you know, one of the big questions for trial is whether his co-defendant is going to flip on him. Because remember, his co-defendant has already been convicted of Medicare fraud and is staring at 15 to 20 years on that.
Yeah, if he can show up with some of the names or tell where some of the bodies are buried, that's got some value.
You'd have to think that if he can, but they already have such a strong case already. But, you know, if they're worried that they don't have enough with Menendez, they could cut a deal with his co-defendant to flip on him. And, who knows? So that's a possibility, too, to watch for.
I always say one of the best spectator sports is New Jersey politics. And an extension of that is when it falls down into D.C. And, well, the final starts September 6th. That's at least the scheduled trial date. And you read about what Phil wrote about this and his insights. Democrats will be tested as Menendez finally stands trial. That's among some of the info you'll find at AmericanCommitment.org. And we've been joined by the president of American Commitment, Phil Kirpin. Phil, thanks for putting a spotlight on one of the rats of New Jersey politics. Thanks for being here today.
My pleasure. Have a good one.